Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride. Oh, yeah.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
Oh, my goodness. Is it debate time yet, ladies and gentlemen? Is it time for the Democrats to debate? I cannot wait. This is going to be must-see television tonight, must-hear radio. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program, and I am so excited about tonight's big Democrat debate in Nevada, where Michael Bloomberg is going to be on the stage for the very first time. We do not know if they are providing him some sort of a special box or maybe the yellow pages, something for him to stand on. So we'll be able to see him over the podium. But regardless, it's going to be an incredible night in Nevada. And I will say this. This is going to be a defining moment, I do believe, in the Democrat Party, because they are either going to embrace Michael Bloomberg and all of his billions of dollars, or they're going to destroy this man. And we will find out tonight which way they're going to go with this. So anyway, folks, it's going to be a great show today. We have all sorts of wonderful guests coming, a lot of great topics. President Trump is out on the West Coast tonight, holding a big rally in Phoenix, Arizona. Our good friend J.D. Hayworth, who is one of our fill-in hosts, is going to be here. J.D. is based in Phoenix, and he'll give us the lay of the land. But I'm really excited that this president is going out there campaigning in places like Arizona and Nevada and California especially, because this tells me the president wants to be competitive in every single state across the union. That is a great thing. But I want to start out, and by the way, let me go ahead and give our telephone number, and welcome again to all of our great listeners. Honored to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. But I want to start with a very unusual story. I was reading this the other day, and I was honestly inspired by this story, and that's why I want to share it with you. There's a guy by the name of Lloyd Black, and he lives down in southern Alabama. We call that L.A. Lower Alabama is what we call that, the Redneck Riviera. The Starnes family has been vacationing down there for many, many moons now. Anyway, Mr. Black lives right near Mobile, Alabama, and he was recently named the Member of the Month at the Anytime Fitness Center in his town. So he goes there three times a week, works the treadmill, does the cardio machines. He's very, very physically active. And so the folks who run the gymnasium decided to honor Mr. Black as their Member of the Month. He joined last year with his wife. His wife made him join. Now, what's really fascinating about this story, there are two interesting components. And I always put my guys here on the spot, but call screener Avery, Caleb, our engineer. Do you guys do the gym thing? Do you frequent the gymnasium?
No, I don't. I actually have a treadmill at home, so if I ever work out, I just tend to use that. I've actually never subscribed to a gym.
I see. I really wish I could, but my schedule is just crazy enough to where I can't make it to the gym right now.
Avery, you're a little on the thin side. You eat like a bean or something. It's that you eat hardly anything. We need to get you some ribs.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, yeah, what I do eat, I don't eat a lot, but I mean, what I do eat isn't exactly healthy, so that's why I need to start eating more, but also more healthy.
So we're going to have to talk to the guys at over at WDUN. They're going to have to like transform one of the rooms. I mean, you guys have a palatial studio there. You could get like a treadmill or some cardio stuff in the, you know, in the radio station.
Don't give them any ideas.
I'll talk to the bosses about that.
It's like that episode of The Office where they make like a gym inside of the office.
Well, there you go. So anyway, so Mr. Black, Member of the Month at the Anytime Fitness Center. And it turns out that this guy is 91 years old. It's an amazing story. So 91-year-old Lloyd Black, and he's an inspiration to everybody else in the gym because, you know, most of the folks in the gym are probably in their 20s or 30s, and they're going in there and they're doing the Pilates and the whatnot.
And this guy comes in, and he's been exercising three times a day. And the gym management says he is such an inspiration. But there's also another... Here's another part of this story, and we're going to post the pictures on our Instagram page, Todd Starnes FNC, so you can see this for yourself. But it also turns out that Mr. Black is a sort of a fitness fashionista. And, you know, a lot of people, when they go to the gym, you know, they're decked out in the Nike and the Adidas and the Under Armour. And it's really more about looking good as opposed to being physically fit. You know, they want to make some sort of a fashion statement in the gymnasium. So this guy, it turns out that he wears denim overalls when he goes to, when he goes to the gym. Is that like what you would see if you were out farming, you know, and you would the dark blue denim overalls.
I can't think of anything less comfortable to wear while working out.
But that's how you build up a sweat, is wearing overalls. That's how you build up a sweat.
And, you know, and fortunately, you know, a lot of Southern guy, you know, if you're a younger Southern guy, and you don't mean to stereotype, but most Southerners and a good many folks in the Starnes family, they wear the denim overalls. A lot of times they would wear them without the T-shirts, you know, but Mr. Black wears the T-shirt. So, yeah, I guess it would be hotter than, I guess that would, you would work up a sweat in those things. And I'd be concerned about, you know, if you're on the treadmill getting tripped up on the, but who knows? So anyway, they asked him what the deal was with the overalls, and Mr. Blacks told the local Fox affiliate there. He said, "Well, the reason why I wear denim overalls is for a very practical reason." He told them he doesn't have any hips, and he can't keep his pants up, so he has to wear the overalls.
I really thought the angle that was going to go was that he just didn't own any, but that makes it, that's even better.
It makes a lot of sense, right? Doesn't it?
I certainly wouldn't want to wear denim overalls to the gym, but I certainly wouldn't want my pants falling down at the gym either. So, yep. I mean,
yeah,
pick your poison.
That would be embarrassing, you know, if you're on the treadmill there and, you know, the britches come down. That's not good. So anyway, this guy, Mr. Black, just getting a lot of great accolades. 91 years old. He's an Air Force veteran, former high school principal, and a lot of his old students are like saying, "Wow, you know, you have inspired me." And Mr. Black says, you know, if you want to live a long, happy, healthy life, you got to get out there. You got to exercise a little bit and you got to get yourself into a routine. So you say, Todd, what in the world does this have to do with politics and the culture at large? What in the world does this guy in a gymnasium in L.A., Lower Alabama, wearing denim overalls, 91 years old, what in the world, Todd Starnes, does this have to do with anything? And why is this the biggest story that we're talking about here on the Todd Starnes radio program, broadcasting coast to coast, border to porous border? Well, I want to answer that for you. Mike Bloomberg, the guy running for the White House, wants to kill people like 91-year-old Lloyd Black. These are the kinds of people that Mike Bloomberg says, yeah, you know what? God forbid Mr. Black trips and maybe breaks his leg at the gymnasium. If it was up to Mike Bloomberg, that poor guy would be limping around with a broken leg for the rest of his life. Because Michael Bloomberg, the Democrat running for mayor, says people like Lloyd Black, those old people, they don't deserve health care. Now, we talked about this on yesterday's show, and I just wanted to illustrate the point here that people matter and lives matter. And left up to the Democrats, they'd be hauling off all of our grandparents and great-grandparents to the death camps. And that's appalling. Shame on you, Mike Bloomberg. And can I just say something here? Not a single Democrat running for the White House has condemned anything Michael Bloomberg said about that. Not a one. They're very upset with what he said about transgender people, and we're going to play that audio in just a little while. But nobody, nobody has come out and condemned Mike Bloomberg for saying that, you know what, if a 90-year-old plus person gets cancer, we need just to let him go ahead and head on out to the graveyard. What does that tell you about the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen? All right, look, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. ToddStarnes.com, the website. Check out the Instagram. We're going to post those pictures of Lloyd Black in his gymnasium attire. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Posted now. Yes, it is. The picture of Mr. Black in his overalls doing the workout is officially on the Todd Starnes Instagram page. That's Todd Starnes FNC. So I've got the blue check mark, so you know it's me. So he's really looks pretty good. He could be like on the cover of Men's Fitness or something. So good for you, Mr. Black. Good for you. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. And we've got a lot of stuff going on, and it's politics, it's culture, a lot of big stories breaking today. Of course, President Trump down in Phoenix, Arizona, giving a big rally later tonight. The president also sending a message to all of the folks, the good patriotic citizens of California who have just thrown their hands up. They have just absolutely had it. They have been under the control, under the thumb of Democrat rule for a very long time now, well over a decade. And the Republicans, quite frankly, the Republican Party in California has been a complete failure. They've completely let down the electorate. And one of the reasons why is they refuse to embrace the Trump agenda, a winning agenda. And as a result, now the Democrats control super majorities in both houses of the assembly, as well as the governor's mansion. And there's not a thing the Republicans can do to stop these draconian laws from being passed and put onto the books. There's nothing they can do. So now the president's coming down and saying, you know what? Fine. He's surveyed the damage. He sees the third world conditions in places like Los Angeles and in San Francisco and Sacramento. He sees how the homeless have literally overrun the city. Tent cities litter the sidewalks and the streets and the neighborhoods. There are people openly defecating in public. Dirty needles. Filth everywhere. And the people are just, they don't know what to do. And so the President Trump yesterday said, you know what? If they don't do something about it, talking about Gavin Newsom and the Democrats in charge of California, if they don't do anything about that, then the government's going to come in and they're going to clean up the mess. And keep in mind, we've had doctors on this show, Dr. Mark Siegel. We've had other doctors on the program talking about the health disaster that we are literally on the brink of a health disaster in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco, where diseases that have been dormant since the dark ages are now starting to pop back up because of the filth and the unsanitary conditions in places like San Francisco and Los Angeles. And I was watching Fox and Friends this morning, and Steve Ducey was talking about, it was funny to watch how Steve phrases, but I'm going to explain what I think he really was talking about. He was talking about how bad the homeless crisis is here in New York City, where we broadcast this radio program from. And he talked about how the homeless had pretty much overrun Midtown Manhattan. But what you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, is there are literally homeless encampments on the street across from the Fox News corner of the world. And I remember having to traverse those streets in the dark of night. And it is a dangerous situation. Because a lot of these folks probably need to be in hospitals. Many of them have mental illness, and that is not their fault, but they ought to be in some sort of a hospital or some sort of an institution and not on the streets. But it's very dangerous. And I tell people when they come here for family vacation, a lot of you folks will send me a message, Todd, we're coming to New York City. And I tell you folks, be very careful. You got to be careful, especially in places like Central Park. And the reality is that the policies that Bill de Blasio, Comrade de Blasio, are inflicting on the good people here in New York City are the same policies that are being inflicted on people in places like Chicago and San Francisco and Los Angeles. This is what happens under Democrat rule. You know, Mike Huckabee was on the show last week talking about this. So good for the president. And I'm glad that the president is going out there and he's putting these Democrats on notice. And I just hope, I just really hope that we are going to be able to see the Republicans gain some ground in California. But all you folks out there who are Republicans, you need to be holding your state convention accountable. Because I don't know what the heck's going on over there, but those people are trying to run as establishment Republicans. And when that happens, you do not win races. Case in point. National Public Radio, they interviewed Harry Reid. Remember Dirty Harry? I was wondering what he was up to. They had a very long interview with him over at NPR, National Public Welfare Radio. And the former Senate Majority Leader doesn't look like he's doing very well. It looks as though he was doing this interview in a wheelchair. So Dirty Harry was asked about the Nevada caucus, and he's wanting Nevada to take Iowa's place as first in the nation. But that's not the big story. That's not the big nugget coming out of this interview he did with National Public Welfare Radio. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are in a quandary. They don't know what to do with Bernie Sanders. There's a brand new national poll out. Bernie Sanders has a 15-point lead over Joe Biden right now. A brand new poll that just came out, Washington Post poll this morning. We'll go over the details of that a little bit later on. But as much as they will try to tell you that Bernie Sanders and St. Pete Buttigieg are neck and neck, it's not true. Because in these national polls, Buttigieg is getting beaten by Amy Klobuchar. I think his campaign is going to be done very soon. But the mainstream media wants you to believe that this is all about Mike Bloomberg and Joe Biden, and it's not. It is absolutely not. MSDNC is trying to force a narrative because they hate Bernie Sanders, and they do understand. Chris Matthews, he doesn't have the tingle up his thigh for socialism. And he knows exactly who Bernie Sanders is, and he knows exactly how the average American citizen is going to react if a socialist is at the top of the ticket on the Democrat side. It's going to be a bloodbath. Who was it? Somebody yesterday was saying this, and I've been predicting this for a long time now. But maybe it was, you know, I believe it was Chris Matthews who said if Bernie Sanders is at the top of the ticket, Trump is going to win 49 states. What do we call that, ladies and gentlemen? Avery, what would we call that? It's a landslide.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
It's a landslide.
Landslide.
It's a landslide. Yes, thank you very much. A landslide. So the Democrats are freaking out over this. And Harry Reid, in this interview with National Public Welfare Radio, he said, you know, maybe, just maybe, if we're heading towards a brokered convention, we might have to get somebody big to come in and intervene. And who might that person be, ladies and gentlemen? None other than Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. I'm going to continue my thought on that after the news break. 844-747-8868. You think Michelle's going to get in? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So Reuters, the news service, they're very concerned about the climate, and they're afraid that all of these cows, the cows that and that we eat for, you know, cheeseburgers and steaks and meatloaf, they say that cows are causing a climate disaster. And this is the tweet from Reuters. They say, and I'm just going to read this again with no commentary for the moment. Here's what Reuters says. Every time a cow burps, it releases methane into the atmosphere, which is responsible for nearly 15% of greenhouse gas emissions. This new mask that squelches bovine belches could be the solution. So the Reuters news service has written a story about a new mask, and the environmentalist wackos, the tree huggers, they want to put this mask on every cow on the planet. And they seem to believe that if you put the mask on the cow, that the burping cows are not going to blow holes in the ozone. These people are morons, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute morons. I have an idea. Why don't we put the masks on the bloviating tree huggers? That ought to cut down on methane emissions. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, ladies and gentlemen, 844-747-8868. I want to ask you a question. Are you, and this is a question for people who go to church or synagogue on a very regular basis. So if you are a religious person and you support Donald John Trump and you support his policies, does that make you a bad person? And I want to hear from you folks out there in the Christian community, in the Jewish community that support this president. Because there are individuals out there, including many never Trump evangelicals, who say that makes you a bad Christian. That makes you a bad Jewish person if you support President Trump. And I'm wondering how you respond to that as a person of faith. When someone comes up to you and says, oh, so you call yourself a Christian? Well, how do you support Trump? The things he says, the things that he tweets, how could you? I'm curious what you tell someone when they attack you as a Christian, as a person of deep and abiding faith for supporting Donald Trump. 844-747-8868. Again, 844-747-8868. This is Mayor Pete Buttigieg, last night on CNN Town Hall Cut Number 1.
You know, to the point you talk about God not belonging to any kind of a political party, at the last CNN town hall, you said if your faith calls upon you to help the marginalized, those who are afflicted, to comfort people, to strive for humility and decency, as the Christian faith does. And then I quote you, then I just can't imagine that requires of you that you be anywhere near this president. Do you think it is impossible to be a Christian and support President Trump?
Well, I'm not going to tell other Christians how to be Christians, but I will say I cannot find any compatibility between the way this president conducts himself and anything that I find in Scripture. Now, I guess that's my interpretation, but I think that's a lot of people's interpretation, and that interpretation deserves a voice.
All right, so there you have St. Buttigieg, who says, judge not because I'm going to judge you. St. Buttigieg is saying that if you are a Trump supporter, and again, there was the but there's, and you have to pay very close attention to the but in Buttigieg. He said, I'm not going to judge, but, and then he goes on to judge. And this is not the first time he's done this. He has effectively weaponized his religion. He's an Episcopalian, allegedly. But he's weaponized his faith just as he has weaponized his same-sex marriage, the one the Supreme Court legalized. Last year, St. Buttigieg was blasting all of you Christians for supporting Donald Trump. He says for a party that associates itself with Christianity to say it's okay to suggest that God would smile on the division of families at the hands of federal agents, that God would condone putting children in cages, has lost all claim to ever use religious language again. Well, there are numerous lies, and God does not like a liar, St. Buttigieg. There are numerous lies in there. For one thing, Donald Trump is not putting anybody in cages. That was Barack Hussein Obama who did that. And the only people responsible for dividing families at the borders are the moms and dads who knowingly broke American law violated American sovereignty and stepped across the border. Those are the only people responsible for dividing families. And he goes on to talk about how, you know, how there is no humility or decency within the Republican Party. He talks about how his policies are more in line with the teachings of Christ. Well, I just want to throw this out there, and I would love for someone to weigh in on the other side of this. Or if you agree, we're happy to hear from you as well. But I believe that when you look at President Trump's political policies, those policies are more in line with the teachings of Christ than Pete Buttigieg's. I mean, the president's border policies are designed to keep families safe. And Mayor Pete wants to flood American neighborhoods with dangerous criminal illegals. Sanctuary cities. President Trump has implemented policies to protect religious liberty so that people of faith will not be punished for following the teachings of Christ. What has Mayor Pete done? He wants to destroy religious liberty with the Equality Act, and he wants to force people of faith to pledge allegiance to a radical, ladies and gentlemen, LGBT agenda. And very quickly, before I want to get to the phones here, very quickly, this president has taken a bold step to protect the unborn. Mayor Pete can't even muster the moral courage to condemn infanticide. Let's get to the phones. Ed, listening to us in the great state of Maine, WLOB, our affiliate there. Ed, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I've lived in 7 decades. No president in my lifetime has supported families better than this president. I realize he is not the most polite man in the world, but let me tell you something. George Patton wasn't very polite either at times, but he brought us victories. This man has brought us a lot of victories.
You know, Ed, I wonder what they would be saying about Reagan if there had been Twitter and Facebook and cable news back during the Reagan administration. I suspect we would see similar attacks on Ronald Reagan as we're watching unfold on Donald Trump.
Of course. Absolutely. This Democratic Party hates our president and in turn hates conservatives. They're the one that oppose family values. How in the world can you abort a baby and they're alive and then go kill a baby? Our forefathers would roll over in there.
Oh, I think we lost Ed there. But, Ed, we got the gist of what you were saying. And it's true. How can you, you know, again, I would love for someone to explain to me, how do you justify, as a Christian, as a religious person, how can you justify supporting this lineup of radical left-wing Democrats? How do you do that? These are people who will not renounce Mike Bloomberg for saying that old people ought to be denied health care. This is a political party. You have candidates who refuse to condemn infanticide. You have candidates who have embraced late-term abortion. How, as a religious person, can you stand there, as Mayor Pete Buttigieg professes to be, and to say that the Democrats have the moral high ground? Because I got to be honest with you here, folks. I do not presume to speak for the Almighty, but I sincerely doubt God would endorse anybody that wants to legalize the killing of newborn babies. 844-747-8868. What do you say? What do you say to those people who attack you as a Christian for supporting Donald Trump? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
We have an interesting story up on the website, toddstarnes.com, and I would encourage you to read this story, share this story. It's just unbelievable. A group of UPS workers in South Carolina coming under fire because they were caught praying before they went to work. So it's just an unbelievable story. I want to bring in our good friend Matt Staver on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Matt Staver is the founder of an incredible organization called Liberty Council. And Matt, first of all, welcome to the show. And I understand that you guys have fired off a letter to UPS over this.
We did, and today actually at the end of business is the time for UPS to respond. This began back in July of 2019. About 40 drivers before work voluntarily got together in the parking lot before they clocked in for the day, and they decided to gather together and pray. And that had been going on for almost a year until January. The group grew between 50 and 60 people, and they would then pray. They would then maybe talk for a few minutes before starting their workday at 9:15. So this was before the workday actually began, in the parking lot, not even in the building. And then it happened on January the 16th. The center manager, Steve Keller, he was watching the prayer meeting from a distance. And after it was over, he summoned one of the employees, a union shop steward, and said he wanted to meet privately. And in that meeting, he says, quote, "You cannot pray anymore on company property because someone else may feel discriminated against." And so on the next day, January 20, Steve Keller, the manager, told a second driver, also a union shop steward, that the drivers, quote, could no longer pray on company property because it violates others' religious rights.
Let me jump in here. Did he explain how it violated someone else's rights?
No, in fact, it didn't. This is a voluntary meeting. No one's coerced to go to it. It just happened spontaneously out in the parking lot one day back in July of 2019. And it's not even inside the building. It's before they actually start the workday, before they actually punch the clock. These are drivers for UPS, and they're just doing it on their own. And it's a time of fellowship and a time of prayer. And so what has happened is that he said, you could meet, but you can't pray. So they got together after that, and they met, and they were informed what the manager, Steve Keller, said. But the person that informed them says, if you want to voluntarily bow your head in the moments of silence, go ahead and do it. So this Steve Keller saw that, and he saw a few people bowing their head, silently praying to themselves, and then that's when the firings of the drivers began. Right after that, January 27, the driver posted something on Facebook, and then on that day, several employees were ultimately brought in, and they were terminated all for these pretextual reasons because they were part of that prayer group. And consequently, that's what issued our demand letter. This is not violating others' religious rights. UPS is violating their employees' religious rights by discriminating against them and saying, yeah, you can meet privately and talk about anything out in the parking lot, but don't even bow your head in silent prayer, and certainly don't vocalize prayer out there, even when you're not being paid, when you're before you clock in. That's absolutely impermissible religious discrimination.
Now, Matt, I know here in New York City, several years ago, there was a big dust-up over Muslim taxi cab drivers who were stopping during the work day and getting out and having their prayer. You know, they would, you know, have the prayer rug in their vehicle, and they would pull off and they would do their evening prayers. And my understanding is that is permissible. But what you're saying is this didn't even happen on the clock. This happened before they even, you know, clocked in for the work day.
Yeah, this is where the employer is trying to regulate them outside of the work hours. And even if it were during the work hours, the law says under federal law Title VII, 1964 Civil Rights Act, that the employer has to try to accommodate unless it would be an undue hardship. Now, how could it be an undue hardship when you're not paying them, when they're not even using a place inside the building, when they're outside in the parking lot as they park their car, they come to a location, they're not blocking anything? That's not an undue hardship. This is a clear violation of their protected federally protection rights of religious freedom. I mean,
Matt, do we know how many people
at the end of the day to change?
Matt, do we know how many of the drivers were fired, and did they come out and say, "Yeah, we're firing you because you were praying"?
They're not saying specifically why they're firing them. They're giving pretextual reasons. But understand, none of these drivers had any issues before this. And the drivers that have been fired, and now it's a handful of firings. It's several of them that have been fired one after another. They all have one thing in common, and that is they were fired immediately or shortly right after that last time where they gathered together and some people bowed their head in a moment of silence. They're all part of that group of about 50 to 60 people that meet in the mornings.
Yeah, that sounds real fishy to me, Matt. It sounds like you guys caught them right in the act here. I know we've reached out. Our team reached out to UPS for an official comment to either confirm or deny this and also to get some sort of a statement. We haven't heard anything from them. I'm wondering, what about you guys? Have you heard any response yet?
We have heard a response from their counsel, who is now, we're actually communicating with them even today because we've given them this afternoon by the end of business day to respond. What we do know is the facts. What we do know is that they have been given a mandate twice that they cannot pray because it's discriminating against others by a manager. And what we do know is that they were fired because of that. I mean, that's pretty clear with the causal relationship here. And consequently, what we know is that means that they violated Title VII. So UPS management has to literally get involved and change this quickly, because we're not talking about one. We're talking about now multiple drivers that have been terminated simply for gathering together with coworkers before the start of the day in a parking lot to pray.
That's shocking. Real quick, Matt, we've just got about 40 seconds here. Where can folks go to get more information, not just about this case, but also the great work you guys are doing there at Liberty Counsel?
Well, then go to our website, lc.org. That's lc.org, lc.org.
All right, Matt, look, we appreciate you bringing this to our attention. Do us a favor. We want to stay on top of this. So let us know if you guys hear back from UPS. And if you don't, let us know what the next step's going to be.
We will certainly do that. Thank you, Todd.
All right, Matt Staver, ladies and gentlemen, from Liberty Counsel. Can you believe that? 50, 60 guys and gals getting together before work in the parking lot to have a moment of prayer before they clock in. And UPS says, not only can you not do that, but that according to Liberty Counsel, drivers were fired because they bowed their heads to pray. Unbelievable. Well, they're going to stay on top of that. And I can promise you we are as well. And in the meantime, I said this on yesterday's program, as far as Stearns Media Group goes, we will not be using UPS until they get this situation figured out. We're not going to support an organization that targets good-hearted men and women, hardworking men and women, simply for bowing their head and offering a prayer. That is not acceptable. Not acceptable. 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Dr. Gina Loudon's coming up. Our good friends Diamond and Silk, we have a lot going on. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll be right back.